changes could be coming to a local trailway pending the acquisition of federal grant funding. Center Wellington will be directing staff to apply for grant funding in the realm of active transportation. More specifically, changes could be coming to the structure and infrastructure of the Elora Cataract Trail. Manager of Engineering Adam Gilmore was before council Monday, detailing changes that have been examined. He says crosswalks have been given much consideration.
We're utilizing some existing controlled crossings of busy streets along the new route, one being the pedestrian traffic signal at Victoria Terrace and Garifraxa, so the other the new pedestrian crossing of St. David Street to St. George Street.
Gilmore went on to say the trail is designed to avoid hills and busier roads to ease access for residents, and that benefits would include rerouting the trail, adding bike racks and benches, and connecting users to the Trestle Bridge and Wellington Place. He added the changes don't stop there, as far as added infrastructure being proposed.
Another improvement that we're considering is a new controlled crossing at Beattie Line near where the Trestle Bridge Trail and the Elora Cataract Trail kind of intersect with Beattie Line. Having that be, you know, an AODA compliant intersection makes it really accessible, makes it safer for people, and we hope that, you know, people of all ages and all abilities will be more comfortable using the trail.
The grant eligible funding would cover $390,000 of a total cost of $650,000. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.